If people don't know, Project Lavender is an extremely notorious and controversial project that the Israeli military has ongoing. It's basically an AI-powered targeting system. What that means is that Palantir provides the software, reportedly, that allows the Israeli military to use AI to generate gigantic kill lists of Palestinians and to avoid what they call human bottlenecks in targeting. What that means is basically every Palestinian in Gaza has been assigned a number between 1 and 100, and it's based on how likely you are to be a target to the Israeli military. And your score goes up, for example, if you are in a WhatsApp group with a known Hamas member, or you live in the same building as a Hamas member, or, for example, you work as maybe an ambulance driver who goes to the scene of a lot of bombings and stuff. That will trigger your number to move up. And if it goes beyond a certain number, say 70, you are automatically put onto a kill list. That includes women and children as well. There was some studies that showed that Palantir had a 10% false positive rate on that. Apparently, the Israeli military really rely on this Project Lavender, and the human intervention in this is about 20 seconds just to check whether that person is indeed male, and that's all they do. And then they use AI to target these individuals with smart weapons and drone warfare, etc.